Rav Ashi Yomar, new terrace now. With Srik Shver, why is the Kli Sluchas Makabel Tumah? How come glass is Makabel Tumah? Medirais, the glass is not called the Kli for Makabel Tumah. Rav Ashi Yomar, Liyolam Lekli Cheres Domi. Rav Ashi says no. Really, glass, the Rabbanim made a Tumah because it's Daimah to Kli Cheres. We had before, since you make it out of sand, glass is made from sand, it looks like a Kli Cheres. Or the Zerlik Kasha, look, he had a Kasha. The kasha was the kli cheres. If a sheres touches the outside of the kli is not makabel tumah. So we have shver. How come a glass? If a sheres touches the outside of the glass, we say the glass is makabel tumah. If glass is tumay machmas kli cheres, it shouldn't be makabel tumah from the outside. The teretz is hoyil v'nira teichah kabori. The glass, you could see through glass. So the outside looks like the inside. So then if you're going to say touching the outside is Torah, people think who would have been touching the inside also. You can't tell the difference so much. The guy's touching here in the back of the glass. So you see through the glass. You can't tell Kula if he's touching the inside, touching the back of the glass. So that's why by glass, Rabban hadn't made Xerum, that no matter where you touch the glass, it always looks like you're touching the inside. That's why it's Makabel Tumah. Benachnami, glass is only Machmas the Klicheris. So it's Rashi, Hoyo v'niru teichoi, mi bachutz, derech tafneiso. Is the choshev gav elatoich? He's the outside is not choshev elatoich. The toich is the choshev. So Chura Sasema says, what Chura means to say is that since you can't tell the difference when you touch the outside, it looks like you're touching the inside. So it's like one gzera and bottom had to make a gzera. And the Maisa, the Rambam paskins like this teretz, the Gavashi's teretz, and the Nafkin Meiner is you can't be table a glass kli. This teretz, the reason why the Rabbanan made glass the makabel tumah, because the daima to a kli cheres. Now, Kli Cheres has no tefillah b'mikvah. If a Cheres touches a Kli Cheres, it does not put into the mikvah. The only answer is to break it. Now, that's why Rama passes also. Now, for glass, what's not the gay b'zman is there? For glass, that's what would be no gay of b'zman the base of Midrash Mashiach, Mitzvah. B'zman the base of Midrash, when you had truma, and you had eat it, the Tyro, so the glass was makabel tumah, you can't be table in the mikvah. The only answer you have is to break the glass. Because the Rama passes has left like Rav Ashi's parents. That really glass is only mikabel tumah because Rabbanan gave it din like kli cheres. If it's doima tik kli cheres, say bezoy, then there's no din mikra. So Taisus speaks out the top Taisus. Rav Ashi yom leilom kli cheres domi. Hachos of Taisus lestal Rav Ashi time ahoil v'chinishbru yeshlem takona shavinu. His here Rav Ashi doesn't hold Rabbanan when made it tomeid als metal. That was the swear before, that glass is doima to metal, just like metal when it breaks, you can fix it up. Who had been glass, you can also fix it up. Because Rav Ashi doesn't know from this teretz. Of the Taisvis Miyu, Linyin La Tzrichen Tfilah Kishen Chadoshim. That's halacha, whenever you buy a kli from a goy, midiraisa, you have to be table the kli first. What type of kli? Kli matchis. Learn it out from kli midyon, that's toyin tfilah. If you buy a metal kli from a goy, is midiraisa, you have to put it in the mikvah before you can use it. Glass is only turned tefillah with the rabbanon. Zok to istle the Rav Ashi high timer. The head your parak vasim masechta by the zora. Chur toys about wanting another shaila now. Halacha is if you buy a metal kli from a goy that made a metal kli, when he throw buys it, he has to be tabled first. Halacha is a kli cheres. If you buy an earthly kli, you're not mechuyv to be tabled. A kli cheres has no din tefillah if you buy it from a goy. Only a metal kli. So the big nafkamina now. What about if you buy glass off a goy? If you hold here like Rav Ashi, that the only reason why glass is tomei, because it's like kli cheres, so say if you buy it off a goy, you shouldn't have to put it into the mikvah first, because kli cheres has no din tefillah, the mikvah. And thus like Taisis, Rav Ashi himself says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, he has to be tayyib with glass. So mashma for the halach is, when you buy glass off a goy, there Rav Ashi is also masking, that bonim made the gzeirom otto kli matchis. Because he's also masking, it's doima to kli matchis. Glass is also, but it's only mid rabbonim. So nafkamina, I mean, when you buy glass, that's the maisu. When people buy glasses, you're supposed to table in the mikvah first. The shayla is about china. We have a china set, because really china is earthly clearly. That's like ficheris. It's not mechuyu to be tabled. Now some people are machmas since it's glazed. The glaze, the top of the china is glazed, they say that's called kli sluchis. Some say, no, it's so small, you can't take it off. It's not called kli sluchis. You have to get the shayla. Some people are mekul, you don't have to be table china. And some people are machmir. I think the Moshe is mekul, says you don't have to be table china. Some people are yemachmir. But the halacha is like this, because if it's a kli sluchis, kli cheres, or it's kli keli, you're not mechuyev to be table. Midiraisa, you only have to be table metal if you buy from a goy. And the rabbanan said, who are din glass? And that's why it speaks out, even though Rav Ashi, Hilchos Tumah, says glass is daima to kli cheres, But negay to that takonah, that when you buy it off a goyim, even Rav Ashi is moedi, you have to be toiv of glass. Because glass also has the maila, it's going with the metal. So when you buy glass from the store, you should be toiv it. Unless you know it was made in Israel, or you know it was made by Yisrael, by a Yid. Right. Shimon ben Shetach, one of the quotes we had before was, Shimon ben Shetach was taking ksuba l'isha. He made a takona to give a ksuba. What does it mean a takona? It's midiraisa, you have to give a ksuba. So Gemara in ksuba says that, metchila, when you mechayv yourself to give a ksuba, it's enough to put aside some money. So I owe you $200, I'm putting aside this money. What happened later? L'isha knew when the Baal gives a get, he'll make kunsin and lose that money, the money won't be around anymore. So Northern Russian got scared, they won't get the ksuba. So Shimon ben Shetach made a takona that when you make right up the ksuba, all your nechassim you own are achroi for the ksuba. You can't patter yourself by saying, I put aside the $200 and they got burnt off, they got lost. You can't patter yourself anymore. Any property, any money you have is mechui, is meshuba to the ksuba. That was Shimon ben Shetach's takona. He also made a gzeira that kli matchis, metal kli, is makabel tumma. Frati Gemara, kli matchis diraisa ninu. That's in the diraisa kli matchis and metal kli is makabel tumma. What do I need Shimon ben Shetach to make a gzeira for? The chzivish, that's the posik, achas azov yes akesef. This is the posik by Midian. They will learn when you bought the kelim off the goyim, you have to be terrible in the mikvah. So mashma tefillah helps, tefillah takes off the tumma. So the Gemara lo nitzachu el lo tumma yishona. It means Allah we had before. That if Mekhila you had a metal kli, that a sheriff touched the kli. So the metal kli is makabel tumma. Now it's true, if you put it into the mikvah, it becomes tor, true. But you could also break it. If you break the metal kli, the kli becomes tor. What about now, if you fix up this metal kli again, so midiraisa it remains tor. The Rabbonin gave tumma yishona. We'll soon see why they did this. But the Rabbonin said when you fix up this metal kli, the old tumma comes back again. The Yomar Rav Yudu Ramarav. Maisa b'sheltziyin hamalka. She was the queen. She also saw mishta lebno. She made a big suda, a big mishta for her daughter, for her son. V'nitmu kol keleha. Happened by that suda, all the kelim became tummy. Chveis the zav was running around there. All the kelim became tummy. So Rashi, that's b'sheltziyin Rashi, b'nei Shimon ben Shetach hoisa. Some say this was Yanai's wife. Yanai was the melech and his malka, and is brought down behind the Gemara Brachas that Yanai Hamalka, that Yanai killed out all the Chachamim, and he only left over one, Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach, that was the brother to this queen. And then when Yanai didn't know how to make a bracha, Brachas Hamazon, he asked his wife, bring me somebody to make a bracha for me. So she said, I'll bring you my brother if you don't kill him. Shimon ben Shetach was Yanai Hamalka's sister, brother. So about that chasen, at that suda, all the kelim became tomis. The trashy kol kelim b'meis. So it's a tzricha lahamtin hazor shlishi shvi. If I don't know, somebody died by the suda, or the day before somebody died in the house, and all the kelim in the house became tomis. That's halacha. You have a meis in the house, there's not too much oil. Anybody under the same roof of the meis becomes tomis. Who are then all the kelim in the house? You have a meis lying in this room, all the kelim in this room become tomis. How does it become tor now? Tumas mace is a chumma dika tumma. You tummy for 7 days. Just like if a person touches the mace, you tummy for 7 days. You have to have hazor from the paraduma. You have to have hazor that spritz on you the 3rd day and the 7th day. And after that, you can be toivum. That's why this man is there. Everybody come out this tummy mace and we can't become tor. Because we don't have the paraduma today. So we can't get the tumas mace off us. But midiraisa, if you want to get tumas meis off you, you have to have azor. You have to have the eifer of the paraduma, and they put it into water, and the kohen spritzes it on you the 3rd day, the 7th day. Then you can be tabled with mikvah. Who are then kalim also? If kalim touched the meis, or kalim was in the same oil as the meis, the kalim also has this chomadik tumla. That the only way you matar your kalim is you have to have azor. You have to throw a spritz on it, yom shlish and yom shvi, and then you can be tabled with mikvah. So here the Malkah, it happened a day before the big Suda, all the kelim became tummy. So she can't wait 7 days to go wait. She's making the, whatever, bar mitzvah, whatever it was, she's doing it tomorrow. So she can't wait 7 days. So what's the etzer to metahir all the kelim? Is the etzer was, b'shav rasan, you break the kli. You break the kelim, that's metahir them, that's etzer 1, 2, 3. It's even a kli that was makabel tumma from a mace. If you break the kli, it becomes Torah. What she do then? And right away she took all the kelim back to the blacksmith and he made him fix them up again. And he melted them down again. He made them over again. V'yosimem kelim chadoshim, made new kelim now. So she thought that was good. And midiraisa, it is good. Midiraisa, when you break your kli matchis, the tumah goes off it. Even if you fix it up again, midiraisa, it's torah. V'yomru chachomim, manchim mechetach said then. The drashi v'rischa and shodi b'lashim chabek kesem mechaviyot. Here, the Gemara. My timer. What's the time? How come Shim ben Chetach made this gezeira? Why did Rabbanan make gezeira if you had this kli matchis that was tamei and then you broke it? So the derais of tumah goes off it. Why did Rabbanan make this gezeira if you fix up the kli again, the tumah comes back in again? Why should Rabbanan make this gezeira? So the Gemara mishum gede mechates nogubo. Rabbanan made a gede mishum mechates. What does that mean? The Rashi, Geder Mechatis, Nimsa Mechatis Petelim. If there's going to be this Eitzah that you can break your Kelim, obviously you can forget about this Eitzah of waiting 7 days to Mechatis your Kelim with Mechatis, with the Paraduma. Nobody's going to do it. At any time a Kli becomes Tameh from a Mace, I wait 7 days and I have to go to the Koyans, to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Meshuggah, and wait till it makes Azor, third, seventh day, till I push an Eitzah. I'll break the Kli in half, and then I'll fix it up again. So Bazaar Zain Bottle, nobody will use the Mechatis anymore. And the Rabbanim didn't want you to forget about the Mitzvah Mechatis. Therefore, the Rabbanim made Xero, this Eitzah won't help you. If you break your Kli and fix it up again, the Tumah is going to come back again. So therefore, the only Eitzah is a way to use the Mechatis, Yom Shlishi, Yom Shavi, and the table of the Mikvah, and then it's torn. Shrashi, get the Mechatis. Nimso Mechatis Petelim. Shein Lechoda, Mamtin Zain Yom. Nobody's going to wait no more 7 days. El Shavron, they'll break it right away. People forget about using the Mechatis anymore. So therefore, Rabbanu made Xera. So at the Gemara, Hornich Laman Diyom, Molo Lechola Tumas Omru. This is only a Svara if the Kli was Mechabot Tumas from a Mace. From a Mace, the Lochri, then you have to wait 7 days until your Kli becomes Tor. What about if a Sheriff touches the Kli? It's only Tumas 1 day. And you could be table in the Mikvah right away, and it comes Herah Shemesh at night. You're allowed to use the Kli. So why did the Rabbanan make a Tumi Yishana there? If a Sheretz touched the Kli Matzchis, and the Kli Matzchis broke, and then you fix it up again, why did the Rabbanan say the Tumi comes back again? Here you don't have the Svarim. People forget about Mechatis. It's only by Tumis Meis. So it depends like this. So the Marahon Yichla Mandi Yom is true. Lo Nechola Tumis Omru. They didn't say this Chumra, that all Tumis, that if you break the Kli and fix it up again, the Tumi comes back again. Elul Tumis Meis Bavad Omru. Only by Tumas Mace, only if a Mace touched a Kli, then the Rabbanu made this Gzeirah, that if you break the Kli and fix it up again, still it's Tumah, then it's very good. But Eina Hanami, if a Sheretz touches the Kli, the metal Kli, so the Kli is Tumah, now if you break the Kli, true, Gzuntahed, you could use it. You fix it up again, the Rabbanu didn't make any Gzeirahs, when you fix it up again, still become Tumah. There's no reason to make the Gzeirah, because nobody's going to do it, so why do they have to gain so much? It's a question of a few hours only. You could be table in the Mikvah right away, and wait till Sesek Chavim, then it becomes Mutter. So at this Man Yom will be very good. Elo lo Man Yom, no, Luchol HaTumas Omru, Mayik Lameimah, there's a Man Yom that says that when Shimon Bet Chetach made this Gezerah, that a Kli that was Tumah, and if you break it, you fix it up again, it becomes Tumah again, on all Kalim, even a Kli that was Mekal Tumah from a Sheretz. So in Shver, why did they make such a chomedic gzeirah for? If a sheretz touched the kli, why do you have to say if you break it and fix it up again, it should come tum again? What's the gefelach? People won't forget any mitzvahs. And the Gemara, Murabayo, gzeirah shema lo yikvenu v'chtei tarosei. Yeah, we're still afraid. The person is going to go to break it, we're afraid that if you're breaking it, not the terrorists to break it. We see from what you're doing is you break it, and right away you fix it up again. So we know when you broke it in the tchila, it wasn't really to break it to leave it that way. You had in mind right away to fix the kli again. So there we have the gzer, maybe you're not going to break it so good. Because halach is how much you have to break the kli. God's mishnayos and kelim. You have to break the kli enough that it's not usable anymore. So if we see this person is not really interested in breaking it, he's only interested in taking the tumor off. But right away he's going to fix it up again, we have the gzer, no, don't do that. Because maybe you won't break it good. So that passed by all tumors then. The sizes of a pomegranate. You have to make such a big hole in the kli that a pomegranate can fit through it. You make such a big hole, then we say you're not going to use the kli anymore. So we're afraid maybe people will make so big. Weiter. Rabbi Rama another time. Gzeira Shem Yomru Tfilas Bayayim Oiluloi. People make mistakes. People know your kli, a sheriff touched the kli in the morning. Now, if they see that in the afternoon you use your kli, they're not going to know the reason why you were tired because you broke it and you had it fixed. So think first, you took it into the mikvah. What's happened in the morning? It was tummy, and now it's the same kli again. Now you're using it. How do you use it so fast? Elamai, you put it into the mikvah. And people as they will think that you don't have to wait anymore to say Kechav and Harashemesh to think you're allowed to use it right away. Therefore, one had to make it very attack the true. You can't use it right away. Shema Yomru, people say Tfilas by Yom Eloloi. People think that you have Eitzah to Matai your kli right away. Who would it if you put it into the mikvah? It becomes Torah right away. Shrashi Bas Yomru, B'loi Harashemesh, people won't wait till Sezik Chovim. Shoroyish and Nitmo, people saw your kli was Makabal Torah in the morning. Or Mishtam Shem Ben Boy Bayom, then in the afternoon, you're using this kli. People won't think you broke it in between. People think the mal you just put in the mikvah in between. They'll think you put in the mikvah. And oila moelis, they'll see you using it. So come to think, you know what? A mikvah helps right away. As soon as you put it in the mikvah, you're allowed to use the kli right away. And that's not the lechem. Nogeya to truma, if the kli was mekabel tumah, you're not allowed to eat truma with this kli until harashemesh. So if a man had to make a gzeirah, that breaking a kli doesn't help. For the more my benai, what's an afkamina between these two tamin? Whether we're afraid the breaking, people think boy by yirma helps, or else it's exera, they won't break it so good. Ika benai de tzafinu matzev. Shal, if you broke it real, real gezut. Mamash matzev means the mamash they broke the kli into pieces. So, if you broke it into pieces, if you have the exera, the first thing, you don't make such a good hole. Here, when we see clothes, mamash push it, made into pieces, you don't have the exera. But if the time is that people will know about you, you do have the exera. See Rashi? It's a fino matzev. Here recon, you emptied it out, the shovron kulon, you broke the whole thing up. Kamoy machodos v'tufa, like a squashed ant. Shema lo yikven oleka. If you want to say the xeris, maybe somebody won't break it so good. That's only if he stand makes one hole in it. But the guy took the whole glass and Amish gave a zetz and made it to 1,000 pieces, so you don't have any xeris, he's not going to do such a good job. Of the Shem Yom Rika, that's the other example, that somebody who don't know what you did to the kli. They saw this glass clean, they saw this metal clean in the morning, that was tummy. And the afternoon, they see using it again. They don't know that you made a shmet and you broke it into pieces. Ika. Vika the army Shem Li Ikven Uika Shem Li That's a terror, that's why the Abana made this tumor Yishona, and the Maskana before was the Abana only made this tumor Yishona only by Kli Matkes, by metal, because that's Tumor Midiraisa, but Kli Tzulcha, the glass Kli, since it's only Mikab Tumor Midirabana, it doesn't have a din of Tumor Yishona. Glass Kli, if you break the glass, and then you fix it up again, it will remain Torah. So the more Vidach Mai, what's the rest of the Yudches, the worm that were Goyza by Bayayim? Vidach Mai, he, the Tanan. Hamaniach kelim tachas hatzino lekabel behem megishamim. A tzino is usually a gutter off the roof. The water is coming down off the roof of the gutter, and you put a kli, you put a barrel underneath it to mekabel the water. Halacha is like this: we're handling now if the water in the kli is mayim shuvim, that's possible for mikvah not. Halacha is if a person puts a kli down to mekabel the water in the kli, so the water comes inside the kli, the water is shuvim. The water is puzzled. Halacha, let's say, Stam, you left your barrel outside the backyard for no reason. Stam, you left the barrel there. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden, it starts to rain. And in the morning, the barrel is filled up. So since the person had nothing to do with the water being filling up in the barrel, the water in the barrel is still kosher for mikvah. If you break the bottom of the kli and let the water fall out right into mikvah, it will be kosher. Hey, shuvim is not Stam puzzled when water goes into a kli. It's only if the man made it that the water should go into the kli. Now we have a question: when a person puts a kli here, does he have das water should come in here? If he has das, then when the water comes in, it's a psul mayim shuvim on the water. But if you didn't have das, the water should come in, and water comes in by itself, there's no psul mayim shuvim. So let's see now. The tanan hamaniach kelim tachas hatzino. You leave your barrel under the gutter. Lekabel ben megishom, that you spigum, when it will rain tonight or tomorrow, the water will come dripping down. You want the water to come into this barrel. Is echad kelim gedolim, whether it's big kelim, the echad kelim ketanim, the afilu kli avonim, even though you use a stone kli, that's not mekabel tumah, or kli adama, a kli made out of dirt, not a kli cheres. A kli cheres is something that you made in the oven. You had a melt, in a furnace. Yeah, kli adama is time. It took the earth just together and made it. Kli galolim, kli that made from the schmutz of the behemoth. And even though these kelim are not makabel tuma, for nezvegin poislem es hamikvah. So you have a shem kli on it, that if you put this kli down here with kavana that the rainwater should fall into the kli, that's considered the man like caused the water to come in here, it has a shem sol shuvim on it. Pasul zet hamikvah. Echer hamaniach, whether you put the kli there on purpose, v'echer hashechich. Time you forgot it there. You didn't put the kli under the gutter. As far as you're concerned, it's not going to rain. It's California. It's not supposed to rain for another 2 months. Your stam happened to leave your barrel underneath on. Your stam left it there. Not with kavana. It should be filled up with water. Stam, you forgot it there. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it started to rain. So in such a case, also, divrei b'shamay, halt b'shamay, that since the metzias, the person put the kli there, even though he didn't have kavana to let it be filled up with water, still when the water comes in, is a psul mayim shuvim. That water is considered came, filled up, the kli was filled up with water through a person, you can't use that water for a mikvah anymore. U'beithilu metarim b'shchev, b'shilu holds no. If you didn't put the kli there, metchilu with das, that it should be filled up with water, you just left it there. You were in bath taking all your barrels into your house. You need it in the house. The ground, you left one, you forgot one outside. And now at night, it comes to rain, the water comes into it. How pesilu, that water has no psul shuvim. Because the man didn't put the kli there with das, that the water should go inside it. So this is the machlokes pesilu beshamai, that one of the yuchas has the worm. Amar Rav Meir, Nimnu v'Rabbo, they had a count, who was bigger, and this was Machlokes between the Talmidim Beisham and Talmidim Beisilom, and Nimnu v'Rabbo Beisham and Beisilom, that Beishamai were more, there were more Talmidim of Beishamai there at this meeting than Beisilom, or might, yeah, and therefore they made halacha like Beishamai, that even though you just left the Kli out there, still the Kli is Psul Maim Shuvim, the water inside it. So the Gemara, V'moidim Beishamai B'Shecheach B'Chotzer. Let's say you left your barrel outside in the chutzar. Not that you left it there under the gutter, but you just left it out in the middle of your backyard, shutor. Then even Beishamai is moed yutor, because you never put it down there mechil to catch water. It's bishtayin if you once put it under the gutter. So you once put it there, das, that sometimes you want water to come in. Even though at night when you're collecting all your barrels, you forgot it there. But mechil, when you put it there, that water should go in. Half Beishamai, that's called a man did something to get the water inside the kli. But where your mamas just left your barrel in the middle of your chutzar, that you never put it there in the first place at all to catch water, even Beishamai is moed it's tor. The moed of Beishamai shchayek b'chutzar shutor. Omer Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi name, Adayim machloikis and mekoyim emedis. There's still a machloikis Beishamai and Beisil. Let's see Rashi. Rashi tachas atzinur. Shekovu, this sinner was a gutter that you first put into the building. Then you made holes inside the gutter. Laham shech maim the mikvah. So there shouldn't be a psul maim shuvim in the sinner itself. The shuv ain't a poisel. Avalakelim poiselim mishum shiva. But if you'll have a gutter that had a base kibbul in it first, and then you put it and let the water go through, they'll pass on the mikvah. Because the water going through this is maim shuvim. Beisil holds that we just forgot it there, there's no psul shiva. The chotzer, like the Beisil though, but if you left it in the chotzer, even Beishamai is moedim. Shaloi tachas tatsinu, not under the gutter. When it's malim in a noitfim, it's filled up by itself, enough le mikvum. Shutor, such a case, the mikvum is tor. To be meyach, why? Because Beishamai holds. To be meyach tachas tatsinu, if you put the barrel there under the gutter, ukashenichon b'shas kisharovim, or else you put the barrel outside, when it was cloudy outside, v'yachakach nispazru, and then later, the clouds went away. V'shechon, and you forgot your barrel outside. Kudumukla kamon, the Gemara will explain who the pligi bay. That's when Beishamai says it's called shiva. Why? The goli died to shiroit shashipul toichoi. Because matchilu, when you first put the barrel either under the gutter or when you saw it was cloudy, you took barrels outside. You had it in them, then it should be filled up. Even though later the clouds went away and you forgot to take it inside. Still, when it rains later, it has a psul shiva. Because matchilu, you put the barrel down with that to makabel water. Mishum pizur ovim lebotlu machshavtei. Some of the clouds go away. Half Beishamai, your machshava doesn't go away. Mishoina. Avol b'meniach b'chotzer. But if you stand put a barrel in the middle of your chotzer, v'afilu b'shas tisher. Even at times when there's clouds, when it's possible the clouds go away, loymuchu machshava kamaisa shapim yikori hukav botlu. We don't see at any time you have the ferish adas to collect water. On the stam of the chutz, you don't collect water. The dare to collect water is under the gutter. So if you stam put the barrel out in the middle of the chutz, then even by shamay holds its torn. Shrashi bim koim by medis. This is Reb Yesi. This is adayim atlekes of koim by medis. What does that mean? The meniach tachas hatzinur. The kisher of him when it was cloudy, le nimnu v'rabu leho. They didn't make up fact that Beishami was right. Levat divri beisilul. To lechazu behem. No, it's not true. His yields a dayim achlekes means that beisilul still holds the shita. It's by these yud ches devorim that we say we paskel like Beishamai. It was the kash we asked at the beginning. I ulav we paskel like beisilul. But the pshat is on these machlekes that we have before. The next day, beisilul was masking to Beishamai. Like the divrei Beis Hillel gave him to Beis Shammai. That's the way paskel in Beis Shammai. Reb Yossi says, no, this is not one of the Yud Ches Devarim. And this Gzera, we can't paskel like Beis Shammai. Because he holds a dying him achlekes. Beis Hillel never gave him to Beis Shammai. So since Beis Hillel was not maskim to Beis Shammai, Havad the Pesach has to be like Beis Hillel. So that's Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, I mean, no, a dying him achlekes the Kaim HaMedes. Beis Hillel still holds the Shita. That if you put the Kli outside, and later it was forgotten there, if when it was forgotten there, shachach, the kli is torn. There's no psul maim shuvim. Omer Rav Meshashia, Devei Rav, Amri, HaKil Ma, he says like this, the machlokes is, HaKil Maidin, Kishenichon B'Shas Kishrovim, if you put the kli outside, B'Shas Kishrovim, when it's cloudy, is Tameyim. Then we say about that this water is like a psul shiva, because you have das that you should collect water inside it, that has a psul maim shuvim. Bishas Pizarovim, if you put the kli outside when it was not cloudy, so you had no das rain is coming down, divri hakol terim. Then you stand put the kli outside. Later, the clouds came and started to rain, so the mensch has no shaykhis of the water filling up in the kli, there's no psumayim shuvim. Lenechluku, where's the machlekes Beisham Beis Hillel? Ela shenicha mishas kisharovim. You put the kli outside when it was cloudy. So you had das, then it should be filled up with rainwater. Venispazru, and then the clouds went away. So at this time now, it's like you bottle machshavtoi. You have no more machshava water should come in inside anymore. The chaz of this kashru, and later the clouds came back again, and it started to rain. This is the machlokes Beisham Beisilul. Ma sava bottle machshavtoi. This is Beisilul's svara, and we pass like Beisilul. Then he holds that when the clouds went away, you mavat your first machshava. It's as if now the barrel outside have no machshava should be filled up with water. Beisham holds no. Since you first put it there when the clouds were there with that, the water should be filled up. It's all psul mayim shuvim. The psul doesn't go off. For the Gemara, but Rav Yosi diyoma machlokes b'ayin b'mekayim medes. But according to Rav Yosi, it says no. Beis Hillel did not give in to Beis Shammai. The machlokes is still here. Come to say this can't be one of the Yud Ches Devarim. Because our Yud Ches Gzeris are Gzeris that Beis Hillel was masking to Beis Shammai. That's why we're passing Beis Shammai. According to Rabbi Yosi, by this Gzeris, Beis Hillel was not masking to Beis Shammai. So halacha is like Beis Hillel. So it can't be part of the Yud Ches Gzeris. Yud Ches Gzeris was halacha like Beis Shammai. So they were missing one of the Yud Ches. Where's the 18? And to the Gemara, I'm Rav Rabbi Yitzchok, Af Benois Kusim, the daughters of Kusim, a Kusi, is Nidus Merisosim Baibuyem Gozu. That Bonner made Xera, that Kusim have a din needed to them, the daughters that are born, even though they're one day old, they have a Tumas Nidu. It's Nagaya Tumas, Manah Gemara, when you're eating Truma, that you didn't go near somebody who's tummy. So Tay said the Xera was that the Chachamim didn't want the Yidin to be near the Kusim. Because the Shiloh of a Kusi is Gera Royas, Gera Yemes, were they real Gerim, were they not good Gerim? The Kopharim Kusi were not Mekabel Tereshim Shebapir. They're only Mekabel Tereshim Ksav, not Tereshim Apir. So Rabbanim didn't want Yidin to be in touch with them, be close with them. Therefore, they made this Gzera that Boy Bayoim, as soon as the daughters are born, the Avatum is needed for them. So many people won't go to them. So according to Rabbi Yossi, one of the 18 was not the machlekes what's mayim shuvim. The one of the 18 is b'nais kusim nidus merisasim by b'yam gozu. But the more reader chmai, mash, we don't have a count of 18 yet. We're still missing one or two. What's the rest to make up the 18 gzeris? Mayid nan. Kol hametautlin meviyin es hatuma biuve hamarda. Kol hametautlin means any kli that's a metautlin that moves around. A tape recorder, a safer, any kli, a glass, a belt, really talking about a belt. Now a belt, kol hakel leviyin es hatuma biyuvei hamarda, the thickness of a marda, which is less than a tefach. A marda is usually like the ox, the straps he used to hit the oxes with. A marda means a strap. The thickness of a strap. Now the halacha is not like this. is the halach of oil midiraisa. Oil means if you have a mace over here and you have a roof on top of the mace, so the tumah goes up to the roof, tumah goes across, then the tumah comes down. So any kalim, like under the same oil, from the mace becomes tumi. Now how big does oil have to be? The oil has to be midiraisa, at least a tefach wide. If you have a kli that's a tefach wide, that's 4 inches wide, that's over the mace. So the mace is here, and you have kalim here, and you have a kli going across. Both of them, the oil on top makes the tumah straight across, come down to the top of the kli. What about if the kli on top is only the size of a marda, size of a strap? It's not a pesach tefach. Is that also makabat tumah to make tumah's oil go down or not? So that's one of the yutches dvarim. The rabbanim made it zero. If not, even though the kli on top, the strap, is not a tefach thick, it's only a little less than that, but the rabbanon, it's bringing has a tumas oil to it. Rashi, afilu ein ben pasach tefach, even though the smad of the strap is not a tefach wide, ela kuvei hamarda, only the width of a strap. The kama forish, what does it mean? Is yesh pakei for tefach, was something round. That the roundness, if you take the whole circumference of it, it had a tefach. Of with the whole circumference like this, but to go straight across was less than a tefach. Is tefach chut tefach tzorach like kefoy v'yaf agav diel diraisa pokas mitefach lehevei. Even though now, since it's round, it's less than a tefach. The circumference straight across, the diameter is less than a tefach. Still, we say it's tummy. Talachu mashmisinu kishakol hashurim hocha gozav rabbanon hekefoy mishumava. The rabbanon made exerir. If you have like a round keli, that the circumference around the kli is a tefach. So Rabbanan made exerir, since the circumference is a tefach, even though the diameter is not a tefach, still it has this kayach of an oil, that if it goes over the mace is one side, the kalim on the other side, this is enough of an oil to bring the tumah. That's exerir, one day we made. So the Gemara Akvach, who said this, Omer Tafan, Tafan didn't agree with this exerir. Tafan was very angry at this gezeira, and he said, "Akvich es bini," like a klola, or twice like lashon shvua. He said, "Like I should bury my son if this is halacha." Shazu halacha mukafaches. Sheshamo asheim nevetoy. Says if this halacha is right, like I should bury my son, because he was so strong that says halacha is wrong, and somebody heard it and he made a mistake. Trashi akvich es bini. Mitzayim hoyu atoyam meshakachas. He was very angry that people forgot halachas. On the kalka tafan, they made wrong halachas. Akvach means nekvarim, I'll bury. Loshen chitzach v'kitzer. Sheshama ha-shemeya. Kishinshalo ha-shala de ha-maisa v'beis ha-medrish. When they asked this question, the beis ha-medrish, v'shaman, they heard. Sheh tumoho, they heard somebody was tomei, v'tor. The person that heard that it was tomei made a mistake. V'lo yada mishumai tamu. He didn't understand why they said he was tomei. Heim tamu es ha-mada. They were the chum that said, what's tomei? The strap itself is tomei. Mishum kelem ha-mehilem ala meis. Was a new halacha. If you have a mace on the floor and you have an oil on top, one thing is the oil itself gets tummy. Another thing is that the oil takes the tumah and brings it down again. Now, to bring the tumah across and bring it down here, the oil has to be a pasach tefach. It has to be a tefach wide. If it's less than a tefach wide, it doesn't bring the tumah down. But what about the kli itself? Is it makabel tumah yet? The kli can makabel tumah even though it's a mashu. That's what Tarfon said. The Talmud heard the mice said that there was a strap on top of the mace, and he said, yes, it's tummy. So the Talmud thought that what's tummy? That the tumah goes up to the strap is an oil, brings it down, this kalim on the bottom here is tummy. But Tarfon says, no, he made a mistake. You know what's tummy? Only the mard itself. Because the mard, for it to be makabel tumah, doesn't need any shear. Even a mashu is makabel tumah midiraisa. So Talmud shakli atmos atrashi amayel tummy b'choshu. Only for din oil. That means if you want the mace here and the keli is over here, you want this cleat to be tamei, that's only if there's an oil on top. How wide does the oil have to be on top? That has to be pasach tefach. But what about the strap on top? What about the oil itself? A cholshu is makabel tumah. The tamul iker tumas erev. Mele, this farmer that was working with the strap, with the axe strap on top, it's only like a rishon. It's only a rishon of tumah. It's only tumas erev. Mishum shenaga b'yaisa kli shuava tumah. It's like a true. The strap on top was makabel tumah from the maize. That's a nava tumah. Now when the farmer touches the strap, it becomes a rishon of tumah. What then does a rishon of tumah have? Go to the mikvah and erev shemesh yitorim. V'zeh shenaga b'rishon. Now the Shemeya Talmud, the Talmud that heard over this mice made a mistake. Lema, Shasul Yichud, and made the farmer Avatumah. Tomei Zayin Lin Yazar. And he made, that's a mistake. That's it inside. So the Taf was very angry. He said, Sheshoma Shemei, the person heard something, the toy made a mistake. What did he hear? The farmer was going across. He was carrying this strap, this ox's strap over his shoulders. And one side of the strap was going over a kever of the mace. So the oil ha-mace made the tumah go up. The strap became an av ha-tumah. Yeah? Timu oisai. Mishum kelem ha-mehilem ha-mace. So the psak was that it's tumah. Why? Because it's in oil. So there was like a tafrin that the Talmud made a mistake and thought that the marda is an oil ha-tumah. And male, the person underneath it now, is also like an oil ha-mace. He has tumah shiva. So the tafrin, no, you made a mistake. It's only the marda that has a tumah mace. Vashenka, the person that touches the Mada, is only a regional tumor. He's only one, he only has to go to the mikvah. Amr Abakiva, Ani Yasakin, I'll be Miyashiv. No, they didn't make a mistake. She did a chom kayomim. She yakola matalt le mevinas a tumor. Al odem shenoisa oisam vyuvi hamada. Vi alasam becholshu. Vashar odem vikelim bevasech tefach. He makes a little bit Miyashiv here. To say like this, that the Talmud didn't really make a mistake. They made this gezeira that the person himself that's carrying this oil, he himself becomes tumas oil, he has on it. As we bow, what happens here? There's a mace here, a kever here, a person is walking with a long strap, I thought it was a stiff strap, over his shoulders. So since the person is holding the strap, since the strap itself is makabel tumah, midi raisam, the rabbanim will goyzer that just like the strap is makabel tumah, who has been this person that's holding it should also be makabel tumah. Leinach nami, if the strap goes very long and there be other kelim underneath the strap, then about nobody said those kelim become tummy. His mamish and oil, it's not. About it to be an oil mamish, you have to be pesach tefach. The rabbanim just made this chumrah that the person himself that's carrying the strap, he should be makabel tumah. He'll be a tumah shiva. Let's stop here. What's the point?
He'll hold him down to Yud Zayin Nomad Aleph on top. Just last Gemara.
He says, Yibach Mahi Dishnan Kolam Atalt Lemevi'in Es HaTumah B'Yuvei HaMarda. He could have an oil on top of a mace that even though it's not thick, wide, a tefach, which you need midiraisa, it's less than that, only the width of a marda, of a strap, still it's an oil to Mekabel Tumah. That means if you have this oil, the strap on top, going along on top, and there's a mace on one side, and you're on the other side of the kelim there, the kelim is tummy as oil mace.